Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of The Charles Coves Show. This week's big idea: your integrity is a powerful resource for your success. When you access it, you will be amazed at how easily success comes to you. Stick around and I'll tell you more. This show is based on the formula SA plus P equals S. Self-awareness plus passion gives you success. Your self-awareness, together with your passion, will lead you to success. Since 1993, I have been Australasia's passion provocateur, provoking audiences in conferences, in workshops, one-on-one coaching, in group coaching, to identify, access, harness, and use passion to live an amazing life. Thousands of people have benefited from the ideas that I've shared over the years, and I hope you benefit by listening to or watching this show on a regular weekly basis. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle, famous quote: "The unexamined life is not worth living." Now, while I'm passionate about what I talk about with you on this show, I also think life is one big joke, so we must have enough jokes in these shows. This week's joke, particularly at a time of coronavirus dramas, is this: if you think no one cares about you, try missing a couple of payments. Yes, the payments on debts. We'll see how that's going to pan out, won't we, when there's been this moratorium on debt payments and then suddenly the moratorium ends. We will see. You'll see that I'm wearing, for those of you on the YouTube channel, my red jacket, red for passion. I wish for you that every time you see red, it's reminding you to ask this question: am I pursuing my passion? This show focuses on one big idea each week because too many ideas can confuse us, and confusion leads to a loss of engagement. Give you one example. You want to go and buy yogurt at the supermarket. There are so many choices, you don't know what to choose, so you don't choose anything. The one big idea: if you in your self-awareness say, hey, I need that idea would be good for me, or a variation on that idea, I'm delighted by that. I also share with you five or six simple, easy to use resources to help you on your journey that I know have been successfully helping those that I've worked with over the years. A quote, a song, a health tip, a spiritual tip. This show is not politically correct. I don't make my decisions on what I discuss based on, oh, no, someone might be offended by that. I certainly support certain addictions, like my addiction for coffee. So, Stephanie, here's for you. This is for you. I love coffee. I used to think I wasn't addicted to coffee. I just needed it. But I don't have more than 5 cups a day. I love the stuff. I also love John Tickell's famous book, Everything in Moderation Except Sex, Laughter, Fish and Vegetables. That's not the book of the week, but you can also tap into that. So at 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day, I think I'm quite moderate in my coffee consumption, you might say. So my addiction is really not hurting me, I don't think. So here we are, another week in lockdown from the state of Victoria, in a state of martial law, literally. We are under curfew. We have the strictest lockdown rules in the world, I'm told. Melbourne has become famous for all the wrong reasons. I'm a big fan of Alan Jones, and Alan Jones has recently started a one-hour show Monday to Thursdays on Foxtel, Sky News, and he says, and I absolutely agree with him, that Australia's politicians, both federal and state, are causing far more damage than the coronavirus could ever cause. I absolutely subscribe to that view. I'm horrified in Victoria that a majority of people support the what are called the stage four lockdowns here. I simply can't believe that. I believe the only reason why people would support this stage four lockdown is because they are innocently ignorant or negligently ignorant. Because if you take any interest at all in this question, there's no sensible scientific basis for this lockdown. I look you in the eye and I say, there isn't a sensible scientific basis for what's happening in Victoria. However, I assure you that Julie and I are having a great time. So I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm dealing with people all around the world in lots of different ways, which I'll tell you about in a moment. So I'm not despairing. And this show is about reviving your spirits and provoking you to fight for what you think is correct, because that's a core element of integrity. But we'll get to that in a moment. I'm reviewing the week. During the week, I spent much of 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as a speaker, panelist, and expert at the Emerging Innovation Summit 2020. I sent you, those of you on our email list, so if you're not on our email list, please subscribe to Passion Points to Ponder. Go to covess.com or charlescovess.com. I sent you a notice of that summit. We had some amazing speakers talking about innovation, emerging innovation. Some great ideas. Alex Boyovsky from Royal Melbourne Institute of RMIT University here in Melbourne did a fantastic job making this happen for 3 days with speakers from 11 countries around the world. Some wonderful conversations. The Zoom facility worked very well. And whilst we much prefer to be together, it was a very successful idea sharing summit. And if you want links to the replays, please get in touch with me. My email is charles@covess.com. And of course, I remind you to subscribe to this YouTube channel or the podcast so that you don't miss out on these wonderful gems of information plus each week's big idea. Two other things happened during the week that are most concerning. One is a fantastic health practitioner. And I want you to think about health. I talk about health. I am committed to health. In fact, my second value in my top 12 values is health. We are being, in this coronavirus situation, dictated to by chief medical officers in each state and the federal medical officer, who are fundamentally driven by pharmaceutical thinking. And I say to you, there are many ways to be healthy without drugs. For those of you who rely on doctors and drugs, good luck to you. I don't. And Chinese traditional medicine, for example, for the last 5,000 years, has not relied solely on drugs. Drugs can be useful sometimes, but they are not the only solution. And a wonderful health practitioner by the name of Malcolm Hooper, who has the best hyperbaric facility in this country, is being outrageously attacked by the Victorian government for his wonderful services and also by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, the TGA. It is an absolute outrage what's happening, and the misuse of government and bureaucratic power in this country is going beyond a joke. So I urge all of you to think about, are you happy with what the bureaucrats are doing? You happy with what the politicians are doing? Because as I repeat again that Alan Jones said, politicians are causing more damage than the coronavirus could ever do. And how many of you know somebody who's had a diagnosis from a conventional medical practitioner that has proven to be wrong? Proven to be wrong. And there are such wonderful alternative solutions. Drugs are not your only solution. However, wonderful doctors, when I have a traumatic injury, you have a car accident, you're burnt, great. Doctors can do a great job. The second concerning issue is the shutting of borders in this country. We, under Section 92 of the Constitution, are supposed to have full and free commerce, travel, right around Australia. That has been blocked. I say it's unconstitutional. I was a lawyer. I got my honours degree in law. I got a master's degree in law. I stopped practising law in 1993. It is unconstitutional what's happening. It is a breach of the Constitution. All laws and actions taken by governments under the breach of the Constitution puts them at risk. I make one point. I urge anyone listening to this who's good at crowdfunding to do two crowdfunding exercises. One, to fund legal action against the outrageous behaviour of the TGA. Two, to fund action against the Victorian state government and the federal government on the closure of borders. Perhaps not the federal government because these are state decisions, but certainly against the Victorian government. I call on organisations to stand up and take action under the Constitution for the theft of our constitutional rights, for the theft of our freedoms. These are crucial issues, and I believe there are millions of Australians who would agree with me, millions of people around the world. If we don't stop bureaucrats and politicians, by the way, the bureaucrats have lost nothing in this exercise. The medical profession has lost nothing in this exercise. It is the average person who has. It is middle class people whose businesses are being decimated, whose careers are being decimated. There's over 30% unemployment of people under 30 years of age in this country. Hardly any, we've got to create jobs. Crowdfunding is a wonderful way to hold these politicians and bureaucrats to account. Please think about that. If you want to talk to me about that, send me an email at charles@covest.com. In the meantime, of course, Julie and I have been doing exercise every day, a crucial element in our health, and of course, continuing to drink coffee. The other interesting thing to note is that we ordered another Nespresso machine because ours broke down after many years of successful functioning. But Nespresso is almost going to the model of the printers and printer cartridges where they almost give you the printer as long as you buy printer cartridges at extortionate prices. An interesting model, isn't it? Just on the repetition basis. I hope your week has been a good one, and let's get on to our big idea. Before we do, remember to subscribe. The details are on the site. Click on the button on the YouTube channel, and please share this video or this podcast with your friends. I would love you for it. So, today's big idea. Your integrity, a powerful resource for achieving your success. Integrity is not honesty. Integrity, in simple terms, is walking your talk. Of course, it begs the question, are you talking what's true to you? Integrity is acting consistently with who you are. Integrity comes from the word integer, meaning one. There is a oneness between who you are and what you do. Of course, it begs the question, who are you? In earlier episodes, I've talked about that. This aspect of integrity, that you're being true to you, requires self-awareness. And that's why at the charlescovest.com website, you can read about the Self-Awareness and Passion Quest. That is a group coaching exercise that I invite you to participate in. It will, on a monthly basis, take you on this self-awareness journey so that you can unravel this question of who am I and am I being consistent with who I am? There's a wonderful four-word statement. Know thyself, be thyself. When you do this, you have no inner conflict. Your decisions are clear. A building that has integrity can stand up against all sorts of attacks on it by nature. Wind, rain, earthquakes. A building with integrity can withstand external forces. You with integrity can withstand external forces. External forces that are people who are telling me, attacking me for my views on the coronavirus. External forces that attack you in your organization. When you want to speak the truth, you say, hey, this is the truth. It is dangerous in many large and medium organizations to speak the truth. And the question to you is, how does that impact on you? Integrity is a powerful resource because when there is a oneness within you, because there's no inner conflict, your energy is not wasted on inner conflict. Now, you have to contemplate this question of energy, wasting energy versus harnessing energy. The universe is entirely energy. This body that you can see, this jacket that you can see, is made up of atoms. Every atom is 99.999% empty space. Scientists keep trying to dig into, hey, what is the building block of matter? And there isn't one. The universe is an energetic event. The physical manifestation that you can see is all subject to energetic forces. Your mind can impact on the physicality. Anything physical, if you had the capability of doing so. So, the universal energy that we can access through our subconscious, through our superconscious minds, we are part of this energy. And the picture I invite you to have is that when you are integrity, there's a smooth ability of universal energy to flow through you. And for you to harness that as you're living your life on a day-by-day basis, moment-by-moment basis. You feel within yourself incredibly powerful because you're not wasting energy. You are clear on who you are. When people attack you, it has no impact on you. Julie shared with me a wonderful, wonderful quote. I want to share it with you. It's this: a lion never loses sleep over the opinion of sheep. Why would you be impacted by anybody who trolls you on social media for some belief or opinion that you have held or expressed? Why on earth would you be bothered by sheep commenting on your well-crafted, well-informed belief or opinion? Just like I don't give a rat's about people who comment on my views on the coronavirus lockdown, because anyone who is against my views is simply ignorant. I put it's fair and square. I will have a debate with anybody on this issue. Okay, so I have no problem saying in my integrity what I share with you on this show. In fact, I pride myself on my integrity that what I'm sharing with you is what I believe, what I have seen with my practical experience. And this power that comes within me is available to you so that then you can make this decision. This is how I want to live my life. I'm not going to live my life driven by the views of others, worried that somebody may disapprove. That, in technical terms, is a shitty way to live. It's a shitty way. It totally disempowers you. Now, I happen to think that governments love people to be disempowered. I happen to believe that the Victorian government loves terrifying the citizens of Victoria so that they're terrified about coronavirus. I happen to think that Chairman Dan Andrews, who I call Little Stalin, he loves being in this power position. He loves that many Victorians are scared. Well, I'm not Little Stalin, Chairman Dan. I'm not scared. And this question of how you live your life, I also explored in an earlier episode. Are you driven by love or its opposite, which is fear? Fear is a shitty way to live. It makes you shrink. It makes you feel incapable. And so how on earth could you possibly pursue your life's dreams when you feel weak? So, go on this journey. understand the power of your integrity, of what a powerful resource it is that enables you, like a powerful, powerful tree, to stand up against all of the winds of criticism, of rejection, of other people's opinions, of other people's suggestions. You are a genius. Each one of us is a genius, and each one of us is designed by the universe, by God, if you believe in God, to think in our unique ways, to live our lives in our unique ways, in integrity with who we are meant to be. That self-awareness then enables you, and this will be a topic for subsequent episodes, to craft the purpose of your life, the vision of your life, what your goals are, what strategies you are going to pursue consistent with who you are to achieve your purpose, vision, and goals, and by what values you are going to live your life. Because your values, what you value, that is your choice. That is your decision. I urge you, I provoke you to go on this journey, this self-awareness journey, the discovery of who you are, so that you can feel on a day-by-day basis fantastic about the journey that you are on, that you're not on somebody else's journey. You are on your journey. So, there you are. I got that off my chest. So the joke, since I was a lawyer, I talked about constitutional cases. A judge is in a court and he says to the accused, "You, Mr. Defendant, are charged with bashing your wife to death with a hammer." And a voice at the back of the courtroom goes, "You bastard." And the judge is a little bit taken aback. And he says, "And, Mr. Defendant, you are accused with bashing your mother-in-law to death with a hammer." And a voice from the back of the courtroom goes, "You bastard." And the judge says, "Excuse me, I will not have such interruptions in my courtroom. What seems to be the problem, sir?" Turning to the man at the back of the court. The guy stands up and he says, "Sir, Your Honor, the defendant is my next door neighbor, and every time I asked him to borrow a hammer, he said he didn't have one." I love lawyer jokes. I might give you some more in the future. Now, the quote of the week. The quote of the week from Buckminster Fuller, from his book, Bucky Works, that I have referred to in previous episodes, is this. In fact, it's a long quote, but it's two stanzas of a short poem written in 1983, the year that he died. Please internalize these words. "Human integrity is the uncompromising courage of self-determining whether or not to take initiatives, support, or cooperate with others in accord with, quote, all the truth and nothing but the truth, end quote, as it is conceived by the divine mind always available in each individual. Whether humanity is to continue and comprehensively prosper on spaceship Earth depends entirely on the integrity of the human individuals and not on the political and economic systems." Ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, watchers, it's up to you and up to me, not on political and economic systems. And the more we act with integrity, the greater is our ability to drive and to create a prosperous planet for all of us. The book of the week, a resource that I recommend for you that will help you on this self-awareness journey of discovering who you are, is by Eckhart Tolle, T-O-L-L-E, who wrote The Power of Now. This book, however, is his subsequent book called Stillness Speaks. Your inner stillness is where you access who you really are. The song of the week is Because of You, and I love the chorus of this song. Do what you want to do, be what you want to be, yeah. So when you hear this song, it's called Because I Love You. Do what you want to do, be what you want to be, yeah. The health tip. I've been talking about energetics. Make sure you keep drinking coffee, Stephanie. The health tip. Walk on, and because I've been talking about energetics and universal energy, every day walk on grass or dirt in your bare feet. And picture the energy of grounding your energy and then sucking up the energy through your feet. My spiritual tip for the day is to meditate by sitting on grass. You can do it on dirt, but grass is nicer. Sitting on the grass as you meditate, because meditation is a spiritual exercise, and let the earth's energy come up through you. All of your productivity, your ability to do anything is a function of your energy. So this whole show is about your energy. Passion is a source of unlimited energy available to you. So I again invite you to visit our websites. I invite you to use these resources I've shared with you. Covest.com is for corporate programs and individuals. CharlesCovest.com tells you all about the self-awareness and passion quest. And I'm going to be making an offer to you to sign up for that quest in the next few days. My books are available for you, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, at Covest.com, Passion Points to Ponder. Subscribe to those as well. I hope this week's show has been useful for you. I hope I've provoked you new ways of thinking so that this week coming up is a wonderful week for you, full of wonder, full of challenge, because without challenge, you won't grow. And if you aren't growing, you're dying. Plenty of fun. I've been having a bit of fun with my two granddaughters on Caribou, interesting app. I'm able to read books to them, color in pictures with them. I hope you gain insights into yourself during the week. I wish you well, and I look forward to being with you next week. Thanks for being with us. Bye.